And this is the medical unit, Merlin told Charlian the better part of an hour later. They didn't have an unlimited amount of time, but he'd deliberately taken long enough to let her settle down a bit. Her ability to cope with the wonders coming at her had both impressed and surprised him, although it probably shouldn't have. He'd already known she was one of the smartest, toughest-minded people he'd ever met. Still, all of this had to be more than a minor shock to the system, however well-prepared she'd thought she was, and they had long enough to let her regain her mental balance before she faced the examination for which she'd come the next best thing to halfway around the planet. "I see," she said now, tilting her head to one side to regard the gleaming curves of the diagnostic instruments above the comfortably padded, recliner-like couch. There might have been the very slightest edge of a tremor in the two words, but even with his Pika's hearing, Merlin wouldn't have sworn to it. She gazed at the unit for a few moments, arms crossed in front of her, palms rubbing her forearms gently, as if against a slight chill, then smiled crookedly at him. "Somehow this doesn't look like any healer's office I've ever visited," she observed. "I know," Merlin smiled sympathetically. "I promise the doctor is in, though." He raised his voice slightly. "Owl?" "Yes, Lieutenant Commander Albin?" Charlian recognized the voice of the AI, the artificial intelligence Merlin had named Owl. She'd heard that voice quite often now, over the earpiece of her comm. She'd even discussed things with its owner, and discovered along the way that Merlin had a point about how literal-minded and unimaginative Owl was. He still seemed miraculous enough to Charlian, but he could be a little slow. Yet this was the first time she'd heard that voice speaking to her from the open air, and she looked around quickly. Almost, she thought a moment later, as if she expected to see some wizened little scholar pop out of a cupboard somewhere. The thought made her smile, and she shook her head at Merlin. "Hello, Owl," she said out loud.
"Good morning, Your Majesty," the computer replied. "Welcome."
Charlian saw one of Merlin's eyebrows rise at the last word and wondered why, but she had other things on her mind at the moment.
"I trust you won't feel offended if I seem a little anxious, Owl," she said. "I mean, I don't doubt your competence for a moment, but this is all new to me."
"And to me, Your Majesty," the computer returned, and Charlian snorted.
Now that was a reassuring thing for her healer to be telling her at a moment like this.
"Owl may never have personally done this before," Merlin put in, shooting a nasty look at a tiny glowing light Charlian suddenly realized probably indicated the location of Owl's visual pickup.
"But that's because he's basically a tactical computer. Until he ended up as my librarian, he was in charge of dealing with weapons, not health issues. The medical computer, which will actually be handling the examination, did this hundreds of times before the Commodore and Dr. Pei stripped it out of its transport and parked it down here, though. All Owl is going to be doing is telling it to get started."
"I see."
Charlian regarded Merlin gravely, fighting a desire to smile at his obvious exasperation with the AI.
"But how much practice has it had since?" she asked, putting a deliberate edge of anxiety into her own voice.
"Well, as far as pregnancies are concerned, not all that much," Merlin admitted.
Rather against his will, she thought, and gave him a look that was just as worried as she could possibly manage.
"It's fully up to the job, though," the Pika went on reassuringly. "And it's already got your medical records on file."
"Really?" Charlian blinked. "How did that happen?" she asked, her eyes narrowing as her lively curiosity was piqued and distracted her from teasing Merlin to get even for that trick with the cliffside.
"Oh."
For a moment, Merlin looked nonplussed. Then he shook himself.
Actually, he said, I had to give it your full profile,
I used one of the remote diagnostic units one night. When you were asleep, he added.
When I was asleep?
She gave him the sort of look nannies gave young children who insist they certainly don't know anything about any missing cookies.
No, ma'am, not them.
And just why did you do that, Sajan Merlin? She inquired rather tartly. Without mentioning it to me, I mean.
Well, at the time, the Brethren still hadn't agreed you could be told about the journal, Merlin said. That meant I couldn't explain it to you.
That meant you couldn't explain it to me then, she pointed out implacably. It doesn't say a word about why you couldn't have explained it to me since. Nor does it answer the really important question. That would be the one about why you did it at all.